Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your girl, the why and why not? Because we can't hide to do. God is good when all the time. When in doubt over here, we pray it out. Good morning, world. Good morning, kings and queens. How to do. Now, it's Tuesday over here up in my house, okay? Listen, oh, my God. Let me tell y'all something. I'm still a little upset. I went the other day, yesterday, to go get my Google because, you know, something happened to mine. Right. She just went out or something. I'm going to get it checked out. But I couldn't find it. So now, y'all, I have to go down in the hood where it's all good to make sure I could get, you know, my equipment. See, because I'm missing something. I really don't feel like myself when I don't have my Android. You understand me? Right. Those of you who's used to using like your Hey Googles and your Siris and shit. Yeah, when that shit go out, right. Honey, it messes with my nerves a little bit. Right. Because I like telling my girl what to do. Yes, good morning, world. Good morning, kings and queens. I love y'all. Tell God thank you because he woke you up yet again today to correct all your wrongs you may have made yesterday. You can make it right today. Good morning, morning, morning. Y'all know school is coming back in. Now, listen. Okay, now I want my money, Walmart. Okay, because I'm going to give you a plug right now. Listen, Walmart got all the little crayons and the little markers and shit that mark down like 50 cents. Better run in there and get that shit now. They got the little folders and shit. They got the backpacks and everything on sale, everything now. Listen, is this a thing now where they put everything right? They start putting shit out early. All right, listen, y'all better get your shit now while it's hot and it's low. Okay, all right. Right there at Walmart, baby, they got crayons, they got markers, they got shit your kids gonna need to attend kindergarten, first, second, third, and fourth, and fifth. You understand? That type of shit. How to do. God is good, ain't he? All the time. Yes. Now, listen, we're gonna talk about it, baby, because it's Talking Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And, right, it's our day to talk. It's our day to chit-chat, family. It's your girl, the why and why not, huh? Because we can. Yes, good morning. Now, listen, Jamie Foxx, okay? All right, we've been praying for him, though I sent my prayer warriors out for him and everything. Now, he back, okay? All right, and we happy to see you back, young man. All right, he ain't full 99%, but I give him maybe a 60. He still look, you know, he look good now. Don't get me wrong, but see, we used to our, you know, full, you know, blaming on the alcohol, man. You know what I'm talking about. Right. We like him at his full potential, that 100%. Baby, we still praying for you, okay? All right, our thoughts and prayers goes out to you. May you get stronger. Now, moving on, okay? And other celebrity stories now. Y'all, Tom Brady is dating a little supermodel. Listen, ain't that his M.O.? Don't he date supermodels already? Well, all right then. Go on, let that man live his life. Listen, I say live it now. You only got one. You understand me? Okay, don't sit around and whine and be all upset about something you could have, would have, should have had. Go live your best life. Go ahead, Mr. Brady. Make it do what it do with them supermodels. You know, word on the streets, you know, allegedly. Mm-hmm. Okay, he ain't been seen with one. You know, this ain't his first rodeo, one might say. They say on the streets now, they say, Tom, like them supermodels, ain't nothing wrong with it. Say he got a type. And baby, ain't nothing wrong with that, Mr. Brady. Okay, go ahead, old boy. All right, key. In other news, Jason Aldean, okay, with his little racist song, okay, allegedly, word on the streets, okay, not in a small town. You understand me? All right, and he talking about it, too. Say, if y'all come in his small town, try to pull that shit, okay, he's gonna whoop your ass. Okay, hey, that's what the song is giving to me. You know, folks are saying it's racist and everything. Okay, seeing as how he, you know, recorded the video at a courthouse where they had a lynching and everything. You know, it's a lot of controversy around this song. You know, and then they say he been in the business 15 years and this would be his first hit. Okay, listen, Mr. Jason Aldean. All right, listen, milk it for what it is. I ain't gonna lie to you. Milk it for what it is, sir. If this gonna be one of our biggest hits and we've been in this career for 15 years, baby, this then ride that coattail, baby, right on up to the top. Right. Because people always got their opinion. Y'all always got y'all opinion on everything. Now, the man that came out and told us before he decided, fuck it. Because I would have been saying, ride that motherfucking train till it stops. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But he was trying to be humble and explain to us, that's not what the song mean. And blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? He was trying to be right at first till y'all start putting y'all own little spin on the shit. So he was like, okay, fuck it then. We gonna go with y'all way. Since y'all making us pop in the ratings on the chart. You see what I'm saying? Yes, baby. I would have did the same thing, Mr. Aldean. I would have did the same thing. Matter of fact, congratulations now. Uh-huh. Let's not take away, baby. Congratulations on your latest project. Okay, the sources are saying this here is going to be your hit. All right, go ahead, sir. Bask in that motherfucking ambiance. It is what it is. I mean, it is what it is. In this day and time, everybody got so many motherfucking opinions, don't they? They do. All right, well, go ahead on. Congratulations on your hit, sir. Okay, in other news, okay. Girl, you something else, ain't it? Yeah, in other news, okay. Barbie done came out, you know what I'm saying, and smashed her shit at the box office. Yeah, Barbie came in at a whopping $162 million motherfucking dollars. Baby, Barbie done made up her motherfucking money. You understand me? Barbie and her Barbie motherfucking friends, they did that. So go and take your kids on in to see them. We might as well go on and give our little share on it, okay? Now, listen here. In other news, all right? Yeah, allegedly. Now, I said all these stories are allegedly. Word on the streets, so to speak. You know, rumors and whatnot. A little, excuse me, y'all. Pull a talk, right, so to speak. Now, in other news, bitch. Get it out there, baby. You see, I had to clear my throat for this one. Snoop Dogg, and Dogg. Who's that there? You know what I'm saying? To the eye. You know what I'm saying? But anyhow. Yeah, I got skills. Okay, anyhow, Snoop Dogg, right, is releasing a new ice cream line. Baby, that shit, baby, let me tell y'all something. The first time I seen the shit was on TMZ. Oh, baby, they laid it out. I can't wait till his shit come out. I'm going to get some. Especially that, what's it called? Wait, I should have been writing down the flavors. But you know, these flavors are not for everyone. You understand me? I'm serious. These flavors are for the ones who know about the flavor. Okay, no. This is one of these moments where you say, if you know, you know. You know what I'm saying? It's your girl, the why? Yeah, Snoop Dogg is releasing an ice cream line, y'all. That shit looks delicious. Have I saw it? Yeah, I had a glimpse of it. Have I tasted in my mind? That shit is right. You understand me? Because he right. Sometimes we, you know, as urban people, when we, you know, some of us, I'm not saying all of us, when some of us are on that cannibal, I've been told, all right, okay, it's your girl, the wife, hey, okay, now listen, you know, when you on that cannibal, I've been told, and you want some ice cream, you normally get two or three flavors to mix that shit in. I don't know about y'all, I know I do. I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. and I don't even do the cannibals, okay? All right? I don't even do it. So, right. But every now and then, I tend to want, you know, two different type of, right, ice creams to make that shit. It's just a different taste. It's a different flavor when you, right, when you, it's a whole different flavor. You know, because I got to stay focused. You know, I know, you know, I'm not saying everybody who do it don't stay focused, but your girl the why already got bipolar. She don't need to add nothing else to that mix, right? Mm-hmm. But honey, yes, I love the jump flavors. I like pecan. I like butter pecan. I might throw a little rocky roll in there. Oh yeah, I'm bad. Y'all don't even want to know. How I be eating the ice creams mixed up like that. And one be like, girl, please. I will dip a pickle. See, you don't even understand me, and I don't expect you to. I'm not for everybody. But guess what? Snoop got it. For all you cannabis smoking, eating people, the ice cream, baby, is all you. I can't wait to eat. I'm going to sample. Hell yeah, I'm going to sample that. And why shouldn't I? I'm a munchy head. I like ice cream and snacks anyway. Anyway, y'all, that's why sometimes when I can, I'm at the gym. I try to work it off. I don't try to keep all that on. You know, half of that weight is ice cream weight. You see what I said? Little chocolate chip cookie. You know, and I will eat the fuck out some peanut butter. Okay. With some fucking milk. Are you serious? Y'all better get on it. Y'all better get on it because y'all not seriously snacking the way you should. Okay. And also, they got this new company out because I love some cookies. Okay. Especially goddamn chocolate chip. Listen, they got this new company out. It's called Cookies. Y'all, they cookies are immaculate. Best cookies you ever want to taste. They got all kinds. Look it up. It's the cookie company, y'all. Look it up, okay? It's delicious. Their cookies are delicious. I want my plug. You understand me? I want my plug. So as soon as it hits stores, y'all, we going to sample it here. Okay, on our show, on the girl, on your girl, the Y show, we gonna eat this shit. We gonna sample it. I can't wait till it come out, Snoop. Oh my God, I love me some Snoop. And apparently everybody else do. Everybody knows Snoop's name. I told y'all that's how I want to be. He just like his counterpart. Everybody knew Tupac's name. Everybody knows Snoop's name. And everybody, and I mean everybody, about to know the Y. Okay, and why not? Because we can as a family. I love y'all. We a family, a company, a squad. Okay, and other news. Okay, let's break it down, baby. And other news. Okay, y'all need to stop. And other news, Kim and Croy, allegedly. All right, y'all remember, Kim, don't be tidy for the price. She was on the Housewives of Atlanta, allegedly, you know, little rumors, so to speak, word on the streets, a little Peloton. Okay, well, sources are saying, allegedly, that the marriage ain't working out. You know, they called off the divorce, okay, but shit is getting real tense in the house. Okay, allegedly cops were called and shit. You know, they talking about Troy losing his mind. That man ain't losing his mind. He not. This, you know, when you're going through a divorce, it's hard. Sometimes you got to realize that, you know, you and your partner can't be partners anymore. And it's always one person that still love you and want to be there, but the other person probably outgrown them. Okay, remember, we talk about this all the time, y'all. You in somebody's life for a reason. In a season, we got to learn how to accept that and move on. And we all know that Croy is a lot younger, you know, than Kim. And he's probably taking it hard because, you know, he loved her. He had a couple of kids, you know, by her. And, you know, sometimes men don't take rejection well. Right. So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send my prayers out to that family. I am, because they got them kids, you know, and the kids is all involved. They stressed out. You know, the marriage and shit is stressed out. That's a stress situation, okay? So, listen, what I'm going to do, because I love her anyway, because she was on Housewives of Atlanta. And to me, baby, you a brave, beautiful woman. You are. To be there, the only tan with all those chocolates and stood your motherfucking ground, baby. And we loved you and we accepted you for who you was, really. And so I'm going to send some prayer warriors out for her because, you know what, we was probably trying to keep the marriage together because, you know, she's trying to probably get her job back so she could take care of all them kids. You know, it's a whole lot of things that mothers do for their children. And, you know, and that was probably one of them. And, baby, we probably going to have to let go. You know, y'all got to realize to give him some chance to heal. Who knows? She was probably his real love. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what went on behind them closed doors. But I'm going to send prayers out to that family because I love them. And I know and I see that they're stressed and strained. You know what I'm saying? And it's hurting everybody, including the kids. So I'm going to send some prayers out. And somebody help them babies get some counseling and everything because going through a divorce, it's hard. It's not only hard for the parents, but it's also hard for the children. I love y'all. And I'm sending my prayer warriors out in other news today because to me that's sad. You know what I'm saying? I never like to talk about a family splitting up. I don't give a fuck how I might sound. The way I sound is just part of my job. I mean, let me tell y'all, because I went through that. When a family splits up, it hurts everybody, baby. It does. That's why I'm sending my prayers out and everything and moving forward, right, in the news, you know, today. Why Kim Kardashian hanging out with her brother-in-law? Okay, yeah. Y'all upset about it, allegedly. You know, word on the street, so to speak. Okay, rumors or whatnot. A little pillow talk. Well, we seen her on the news, okay, on one of these little media websites. She was out with Tristan, her brother-in-law, right? Him and her getting, she went to the nice places, you know, where they gonna take your picture and everybody gonna know you out. To me, you know, I love me some Kim, but Miss Girl, every other day, okay, you got a story out about you. You trying so hard. I feel like she trying so hard to stay relevant. Just fucking let it go. Just let it go, baby. Okay, just let it go. Relax, take some time for you. That's why things starting to hit her now. You know what I'm saying? Because she's not slowing down. She's not really humbling herself. You talking about it hurts being a single mama and this and that, but every time we look around, bitch, you're in our face. We see her ass on every social media, like media spot doing everything. You know, sit down, humble yourself. Now, we said the new nude, her little allegedly underwear line or whatever that is, the new is doing very well. Baby, sit back and bask in the ambiance of you being a millionaire. You see what I'm saying? A gazillionaire or whatever the hell you are. Bask in that. You know what I'm saying? To be happy with that little foundation. You know, it's like she one of them stars that got to stay relevant. We got to keep talking about her or she'll feel like, you know, she's nothing. Get into something else then, Miss Kim. Okay, get into something else. Right. Because we see you. That we do. Now, and other news, baby, it's about to get sassy up in here, baby. It's about to get a little sassy up in here. Now, in other news, Jess Hilarious, okay, allegedly, T.S. Madison is mad at Jess Hilarious, allegedly, because Jess Hilarious said that trans women are not real women, okay? All right, listen here. So, they, you know, all the trans community is up in an uproar and everything. Look, listen here. She don't mean it like that. You guys are our sisters. We love you, okay? All right, she's just trying to let everybody remember that real women are still here. We're here. You know what I'm saying? They had a little hot debate. Before we debate on it, I want y'all to go take a look at it. It was just hilarious. And T.S. Madison, allegedly, they're in it. You're right. They're in a little spat right now because they're saying that Jess Hilarious is saying that trans women are not real women. Okay? You guys are real women at heart. You guys are our sisters. Okay? So, yeah, they're in a spat. They're in a spat right now over that. And she, all Miss Hilarious is saying is don't forget about the real woman. Okay. All right. Stop putting real women down so much. Okay. And she was saying that this is never a competition. It's never a competition between trans women and real women. You women are beautiful. Okay. You're our sisters. Okay. And I'm sure Miss Jess don't mean no harm. She knows that we can bear the kids. I mean, you know, no need to, you know, go with the put downs and the low blows and everything. All right. I want y'all to go look at it, though. Okay. Just that, you know, so you can come back and let me know, you know, what you stand on, you know, what's your point, what's your take on it, you know, what do you think? I think everybody should just be in, be in the here and the now, be in the right and the wrong, right? We know that, right, you guys are sisters, we love you, we know that we are women, we know that we can bear the kids and all that little extra stuff, we know all that. I mean, and why try to take from it? I have to look at it again. I only saw a little bit of clips from it, but I'm going to go back and look at it, and we're going to talk about this more tomorrow because apparently it's a big topic. Apparently, some people are really, really upset. Well, the trans community is upset, but I'm sure she don't mean it like that. I'm saying that. I'm saying from my perspective, we love you guys. Okay, and you are our sisters. And right, and sisters bicker. They do. That's what sisters do. They bicker, but they love each other in the end. So just remember that. Yeah. Y'all go look at it. Uh-huh. And tell me what you think about it. Right. Mm-hmm. Now listen. Oh, your battery is running low. Oh, wow. Now listen. I also want y'all to go and check out, because I'm telling y'all about every sale that I know that's going on today. Right. Checking out early because those kids are going to school early. Boy, did we ever talk about how the vacations is shortening? Did we talk about that yesterday? Did y'all find out about it? Okay, did y'all find, remember when we was in school, y'all, and we used to have our summer vacations, they used to be 3 months, right? Okay, June, July. Okay, wait. July, August, 2 months. July, August, September, we was back in school. We had a whole 2 months. These kids ain't even got a whole 2 months. Was we talking about that yesterday? We was. They ain't even got a whole 2 months. So listen, go to Walmart and Rainbows and they have those sales, okay? They have those sales. So y'all need to get Charlene's. Right. Y'all need to go catch them sales. Now listen, here's another thing we need to talk about. Hard-headed senior citizens, listen, the ban on us has been lifted. I asked you last week, please don't go out after dark. They are robbing out there and they are hungry. Okay, senior citizens, listen, I told myself when I get a certain age, I'm not going to be difficult with my kids, right? Because it's hard when you're difficult with your kids. You get them all upset. They get to fighting amongst each other. What bring this on the wild? What brought this on was my mother fell this weekend. And this is not the first time. This is the second or the third time. But anyhow, me and my sisters, we are literally fighting about it. Because one wants to come take her out the home. The other one wants to take her pills. You know, saying her meds might be too high. She's moving around too fast. Oh, we got a lot going on, right? As a parent, it's your duty to do at least what's right. As to do what's right for you. I went over there, y'all. I put her canes by her bed. Hopefully she'll get the message. I talked to her. It's nothing like a hard-headed senior citizen, boy. I'm telling you, that's worse than a hard-headed-ass teenager. Really, because they feel like they growner than you, and you can't tell them shit. You are the child, and they are the adult. Honey, I sat over my mother's house for hours, so I gave up a little, because I'll never give up on mine. What I did was, y'all, it's called All Her Sisters. You know, listen, older, let me tell y'all something. Older urban black people hate when people tell their business, especially when y'all put their business on that Facebook, putting my business on that Facebook. So what I did was put her business on that Facebook. Okay, I put a business and all her sisters and brothers start calling once I said, listen here, Facebook, my mother fell 3 times today. You know, I had to juice it up. You know, I had to juice up the tea so the family members could start calling and put her ass in her place. I'm telling you, don't give up on your family. Always stay there to fight that good fight and fight another day. Because, listen, once the state come in and try to put y'all families in them convalescent homes, it's over. Because them convalescent homes is not the way they used to be, baby. They cold, dark, and lonely. Okay, trust me, I know. Okay, I know because I look at it every day. I look at it every day. And guess what? Every day they bringing in, listen, they bringing them in younger and younger. It breaks my heart. And you know who's the new batch? Let me tell y'all something. And this breaks my heart, y'all. Y'all know who's the new batch of convalescent homes now? I'm going to tell you. Urban black men. Mm-hmm. Urban black men, y'all. Y'all. Uh-huh. 30, 40, 50 gunshots. Got to be rehabilitated. Got went up in there so you could, you know, get your therapy, get rehabilitated, you know, your physical therapy and everything. Because won't nobody take care of you. You was taking care of yourself, but you was still living amongst you in the streets. At the same time, something happened. The state put your ass in them convalescent home. Nobody come to visit you. You in there by yourself. You mean, you cranky. Because you feel like nobody love you. Look like, where am I at? Somebody told me that. Uh-huh. A young man told me that. He said, every day, I wake up. And he said, I wish that I was in prison. He said, because at least in prison, I got some company. Right here, nobody comes to visit me. Yeah, y'all. It's serious out here in these streets. Better watch what you do. Start putting money up, you know, for generational wealth or just at least for you to have a nurse and shit. No, I got my own money. I hire a private nurse. I'll be at home. I'll pay for all that. If you have the money to pay for it, the state can't touch you. If you ain't got no money to pay for your rehabilitation, you're going to go. They're going to put you in some free rehabilitation. Okay, I'm telling y'all. Be careful and watch what you do, America. I love y'all. Watch your surroundings. Everybody not happy. Everybody not happy to be here. They not. People are suffering. People are stressing. Listen, allegedly, did y'all see that other new shit on social media? The boat that Quavo allegedly was on, word on the streets. You know, rumors, so to speak, a little. Pillow talk. Allegedly, he was on a cruise and got robbed. Had him in some cuffs. Not no real custom zip tie cuffs and shit. Where they robbed the boat and everything. And robbed the captain. That shit's scary. People can't even go nowhere no more, y'all. We ain't even gonna be able to go nowhere no more. I'm so sad for the writer's strike. The writer's strike and the actors. We got the little Disney star came on crying. She said all she wanted was minimum wage to live. She don't even own her own car. See, now the truth is coming out with that shit, and it's sad. My prayers are going to the writers, right, to the writers and the actors strike. Okay, may they come to an agreement soon, and may it be a good agreement. Lord, put something on them rich people. Hurt them in a way where they know they need them little people. Yeah, I didn't know that, y'all. I didn't know they were barely getting paid. Yeah, oh my God, especially the poor little people at the bottom. You see what I'm saying? The people was only getting paid was the motherfuckers allegedly on the top. They need to come to, that's right. You had enough money. You should have banked enough money. I told y'all about that shit. The rich getting richer while the poor is what? Getting poor. Boy, I love y'all. I'm telling you, that's what's going on. You see it? Listen. The news don't tell you everything. I say get on all these social media platforms and you'll find out everything, y'all. And when I say everything, I mean every motherfucking thing, okay? Everything. Hey, no copyrights to any music you might hear in the background. Don't worry, I'm on the hunt for my goddamn Google, okay? Because I can't do it. Right, I can't. Right. It's because y'all know how I like the blast. I cannot be right boxed in. I feel boxed in right now. Right. I can't even do my A&B motherfucking presentation because y'all know how I am. Okay, yeah. Go on these social, right, these social platforms and look for all the news, baby. It's a lot of tea, okay, up out there. Listen, my condolences to anybody who may have lost a loved one today, yesterday, any other day. I know it's hard. Just keep going. Do what you got to do to get through. You do. I love y'all. I do. I appreciate y'all. I know y'all could be listening to any other podcast, but you choose to be here with your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. I know without you, there's no me. Sure not. Sure not. Okay. Listen, y'all, we have a heat advisory. This is for California, y'all. Angelinos. Lord, I hate saying that. The Angelina. What the fuck? Who made that up? We need another one. Can somebody come with a better name? Okay. For California, than some goddamn Angelinos or do something with the Angel. Okay, really, do something with the goddamn angel. If we have to be an angel, do something with the angel. Okay, something. Right, y'all be careful out here. We have a health advisory warning, a heat advisory warning, right, a weather advisory warning, alert. Okay, it's going to be in triple digits, and it's hot as fuck outside. And I got something to do right now. And I said, I'm going to go do this shit real early. Because guess what? I don't want to do it late because you'd be caught up outside after a certain time. I just feel sorry for you, okay? All right. I feel sorry for those people that's on the streets right now. I mean, my God. The air, y'all, the hot. It's like when you outside and it's too hot, you can't breathe. You just can't breathe. It's like a fucking, oh, my God. Yesterday, let put it like this. Yesterday, I went. Came in the house. I was driving in my car, y'all. Came in the house for like an hour, even an hour and a half. Went back outside to my car. That shit was like a furnace. I was scared. I was thinking the fucking car was going to blow up. That's how scared I was. It was like in the car, it was 116-17. I was scared. I never felt that type of heat. Never. Only when I went to Vegas one time, and then we went later in the month. That's why it was so motherfucking hot. That's how it felt in Vegas. Scary hot. Scary, like if you trinkle your car the wrong way, that shit gonna pop. Boo! That type of hot. Okay? Yes. So y'all be careful. Stay in today. Please stay in today. Whatever you do, stay the fuck in today. It's your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all being here with me. Really. Watch your surroundings. Okay, really. I told y'all about these sundown states. Okay, we're hearing about Mississippi. I've been told y'all about Mississippi. We should have been took care of Mississippi, though. Mississippi is really a hard place to live for urban people, and y'all don't even understand it. Some people say they down there killing black people for sports, hunting dogs on them, hunting them, killing them, and everything. Allegedly, word on the streets, rumors, so to speak. So please be careful when you down, up in there. Really, please be careful. I'm telling you. It's your girl, the Why. I love you. Watch your surroundings. Make sure you watch where you are. Listen, we got places out here in California that you aren't supposed to go, that you ain't supposed to be. So you need to watch out. Gas up if you're going on these long trips. Okay, my prayers goes out to anyone who's locked up overseas. My prayers goes out to the lady over there in Dubai. Okay, my prayer goes out to another lady that's locked up overseas somewhere for something we didn't know. Their laws, their rules, their country. I love y'all. Remember, when you go out of state and out of country, you gotta abide by all their rules. Get your information on. Know what you can and what you can't do before you get there. I love y'all. It's your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can. God got you covered. Okay, if you hungry, call these little food banks. I'm sure y'all got your phones. We got cooling centers here in California. I suggest y'all find one, get in there, because it's going to be too hot for y'all to be outside. I love you now, and we'll talk tomorrow. Yes, your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can. Peace and love. I'm out. I ain't even finna even give us no music, because for me, my shit need to be bumping. Y'all know how I am. I like my shit bumping like in the car. You remind me, I'm a G. Wow. I'm out of here. Peace and love. I'm out.